Welcome, 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 welcome back to week 3 of the Not For Tots podcast, which is a guide to loving yourself for the little black girls. Shout out to y'all. Love you. Love your parents. Love everybody around you. Love everything. I am your host, Kamaya Phi, and this week I will be taking you through this course of loving those around you. Okay, so in order to love yourself, of course, it starts with yourself. Duh, that's a given. Okay, but when it comes to what you do on the outside world, how you treat people is very, very important, because what you give is what you get. Whatever you put out into the world, you're going to get right back. So in order to have that self-love, have that self-fulfillment and achievement, you need to be achieving what you need to achieve out there with your friends and with your family members and just everybody around you, just the world as a whole. You just want to make sure you put yourself out there, make sure you put your kid out there, and make sure they love the world the way they want to be loved, okay? So today, in order to touch up on that, I want to talk about a very diverse, very popular, very motivating movie, okay? This movie was... It's a birthright, okay? You gotta watch this movie. If you haven't watched this movie, this is my third time telling you, you need to get on it, okay? You need to get on it with Proud Family. You need to get on it with That's So Raven, and you need to get on it with The Cheetah Girls, okay? So we're gonna be talking about The Cheetah Girls. This is yet another media production that stars Raven Simone. And if you listen to my last podcast, Raven Simone was the star of That's So Raven, the show about the girl who, you know, has visions and sees everything, you know. With this, Raven is not alone, okay? She has 3 other girls accompanying her, and all of these people come from different backgrounds. She is not the only black girl within this, like, within the star cast, but the other black girl actually comes from a different state. So, with this being said, there is Raven Simone, okay? There is Sabrina Bryan, Kylie Williams, and Adrian Balin, right? So, these are the stars' names, of course, but within the movie, it's Galleria, Aqua, Dorinda, and Chanel. All right, so right off the bat, you hear these names and you're like, oh, okay, these girls are different. You know, they're not mainstream. They're not, you know, they're not average. And you are right. They are not average. Okay, they are the Cheetah Girls. The Cheetah Girls. Not anybody else. The Cheetah Girls. All right. So in this movie, of course, there is Raven, who was black. Galleria, who was black. Sorry. There is Aqua, who was black. Chanel is actually Hispanic. She comes from a Hispanic background. And Dorinda is a white girl. So this group together, they already stand out. They stand out because of the way they look, the way that they dress, and because of those voices, those angelic voices, okay? Every time they step onto the stage, they set it on fire. I'm telling you this now. The Cheetah Girls are a very early example of diversity, and they really set the tone for Disney. Like, I gotta applaud them with this one, okay? They did what they had to do. This movie came out in 2003. I was only 2, but you know how us 2001 babies are. You know, we always find a way to work around it, you know? So, of course, I saw this movie, and I took a lot from this movie. So, the film, it does center around, like, these girls developing, like, as individuals and as a group, because they have to expand musically. And, you know, it's high school. They're in high school. So, obviously, you're gonna do some growing, right? So, they have to begin by auditioning for their school's talent show. And they get discovered and signed onto a record label for this first movie. Sorry. So, of course, there are many, many, many different obstacles that these girls have to go through in order to you know, get this record deal and get what everybody wants within the group. And there are four freshman girls, all trying to come to a decision as to how the rest of their life is going to be. Because when you're 15, 14, 15, 16, you're not expecting to get a record deal. Okay, millionaires, possible, like, you could be the next Destiny's Child. Okay, next TLC. I'm trying to think of groups four, but you know what I'm saying. All right, so with this, obviously they have their differences and they have their disagreements, okay? But the main take from this movie is how all these girls from these different backgrounds came together, made a decision, and continued to build their relationship even when the world was against them, even when they turned their backs on one another, they found their way back, right? So the diversity in this movie is incorporated really well right off the bat with the four stars of the film. And then there's also going to be the boy interests, and then the outside factors, the outside friends and the parents and things like that. It was all over the place. I won't lie. It was definitely all over the place. Okay. One thing that really stood out to me, it actually wasn't even about Raven, the main character, black girl. It was about Dorinda. Dorinda was the white girl. And automatically, just because of the way I was raised, unfortunately, you would think that the white girl is having. She's the one who has it all and who has her life set out, you know, the best. And I feel like Disney actually took that, and they took that stereotype and they flipped it on purpose, right? So with this, Dorinda is actually adopted, right? It blows my mind too. It blew my mind. But not only is she adopted, she's adopted by a black woman. And if I'm not mistaken, she's actually like in a foster home. Like she has a foster parent, and that foster parent is a black girl. And she has a bunch of little black brothers and sisters and diverse brothers and sisters running around. So when it came to the point of the movie where it showed where Dorinda lived and who she lived with, it was like a plot twist, like mind blowing, right? But then this made me think, I was like, okay, wow, so I really expected for this white girl to have it all. Like I expected her to be set out the best out of everybody in this group. I expected for her to be the one, okay? But she wasn't. And I had to sit and think about the way that I view people on the outside world and how that has affected me and affected people's vision of me and their response to me, right? So, I don't know if it was mentioned before, but I actually grew up in a very predominantly white area. As I was a kid, I was literally the only black kid in the entire preschool through sixth grade school, because those were all the grades that were in the one school. I was the only black kid, not only black girl, not only black kid in my grade, I was the only black kid, period. Okay? You know how hard that was? Extremely, babe. It was extremely hard, all right? So, as I go through my adolescent years, I am so focused on trying to impress my white friends, trying to do my hair this way, trying to do this, that, right? And then I would go home and have a completely different experience. I go home and be with my brothers, be with my sisters, be with my cousins and things like that, and we are black, okay? Like, family reunion, cookout, like, we're black, all right? So I feel like I had to flip a switch, and Dorinda actually does that a lot within the movie. She doesn't want her friends to know, she doesn't want anybody to really know about her living situation, so she pretends to be somebody who she's not. She pretends to be this girl who is just as equal in wealth instability as the other three girls, and that's just not the truth. Okay, and it's unfortunate, but it's just the truth. And eventually, you know, Dorinda doesn't have the ability to hide it, right? She has a time where Galleria actually shows up to her house and sees, like, her living situation and sees everything that's going on. And she's talking to her and she's saying, Galleria, like, I mean, Dorinda, you don't really have to hide this. Like, you're still the same person that we know. You may act like this on the outside and have less than what you pretend to have, but you're still Dorinda. You're still the person who we love and cherish, right? So not only staying true to yourself and, you know, making sure you don't switch up, you have to make sure that you're providing that love and you know, that positivity outside to outside factors, because without that, whenever there comes a time where you're actually in need of help or whenever everything just blows up in your face, you want to have people like Galleria. You want to have people who have your back and who accept you as who you are, right? So, you know, as a kid seeing that, I'm like, wow, like, I really have to change my perspective on other people, because this is basically me. You know, I want to be accepted regardless of any of my flaws, and I want to be able to accept other people. The accepting other people is really where it begins. So you have to teach your child, or you have to teach yourself, to love those around you. Okay? There's no way around it. There's no sugarcoating it. There's no beating around the bush. It's straightforward. You need to treat people with grace. All right? And if you're a parent listening in right now, you need to treat your children with grace, and you need to set that example, because there's going to come a time where your kid may have been taught the complete opposite, and now they don't have any friends, they don't have any support when they are in need at 15, 16 years old, right? Because they didn't have that love at 1, 2, 10, whatever, and they don't have that mindset of giving out what needs to be taken in. All right. So when it comes to cheetah girls, the diversity is very, very important. Yes, it's very important. It not only shows us how people from different backgrounds and different ethnicities can come together and be one, but it shows that you can't judge a book by its color. And it shows that the you know, the importance of friendship is really up there, right? The target audience of this movie was like it was younger viewers. Of course, it's on Disney Channel. It was preteens, I would say, just based on the setting and the theme and things like that. But when you look at it, the impression, like, at a young age is very important to growing children, so that they can develop these different relationships that they may need later on. All right, so when you're sitting here and you're giving your child that love and that support they need, you have to let them know that, all right, so, you know, I'm giving this to you, I'm your black dad, I'm your black mom, but you need to do this to your Indian friend. You need to do this to your Hispanic friend. You need to do this to your Asian friend. I'm sorry. You need to do this to your European friend. Whatever it may be, right? You need to make sure that they see everybody in the way that they see you. Because let's be honest, our kids are going to look up to us. The kids that you have now look up to you. You look like them, so they are going to see you as a statue of perfection, basically, because that's what I saw my parents growing up. Like, these people look like me, So I know these people are perfect for me. But we have to make sure that they break that mindset and they know that not only are the people who look like me perfect, but the people who love me, who have a completely different complexion, a completely different background, they're perfect. Everybody should be equal in our children's eyes, right? So when it comes to diversity, once again, you just want to make sure that these people are loved just as much as you are loved. You want to make sure that your kid is giving out that love because they're going to need it in the end. I can talk all day long about how your kid needs to, you know, receive that love from you, and they need to love their hair and love their skin tone, love their body, whatever body they're in. But when they reach a certain age, all that self-love, it'll turn into vanity. It really will. There will be a time where you're going to say, all right, like, we got to limit this. Yes, you need to love yourself. You need to love everything about yourself. But you need to love people just as much. All right? You love your insides. You love your outsides. You love your mindset. You love your parents. But you need to love other people the same exact way. Okay? You need to show other people that love. Because let's be honest, when they go out into the real world, they're going to be surrounded by people who don't look like them. There's no place on this earth that is just black people. There's no place on this earth that is just white people. It's always going to be that one person. I was that one person. But it's always going to be that one. It's always going to be somebody. Right? So you want to make sure that they're giving that love and that support out to other people. Right? And making sure that they're accepting everyone. Everyone and their flaws, because nobody is perfect. Your kid is not perfect. They're not going to be perfect. Yes, they are beautiful. They are amazing. Right? But they are not actually perfect. They may be perfect in the sense where it's like, oh, you know, they love people. They love themselves. Everything is great, but they're not perfect. So you want to make sure that they get to the point of acceptance, where everybody can be comfortable with coming to them. You know, everybody can be comfortable with talking to them about their problems, you know, at a certain age, because nobody's talking about their problems at 7 years old. And they want to be comfortable enough to, you know, discuss their problems, to reach out and help whenever your kid is in need, because you're not going to be there all the time. So, you know, seeing all that diversity in the Cheetah Girls, it really helped. It really helped me come to the realization that right now, like me personally, I'm in a situation where I am creating that diversity. But there's going to be a time where I'm surrounded by people who don't look like me, people who do look like me, and it's all going to be at once, right? And seeing the love that the girls had for each other, no matter what, and seeing how they accepted and also embraced, that is a very important word, write that down, embraced each other's cultures. Everything began to work out. Everything began to coincide and just flow. Everybody had a moment of vulnerability with each other, and they all provided the strength that one another needed. So yes, loving yourself, it does start with yourself, but there's gonna be plenty of instances where you can't carry that load on your own. Your kid isn't going to be able to carry that load in their own, and you're not going to be able to help because it's just not your place. It's not going to be something that you can help with. There are going to be different times where you just can't help. Like, they can only look into their friends for that. And it's harsh, but it's real. They can't simply find that with only, you know, their race. Because only their race has a certain intake on life. And that take on life is going to be different than another race, another ethnicity, another background, whatever it may be. If it is, you know, right now, if it's not possible to incorporate diversity within your child's life, then I understand that. Like, there's no way to not understand, of course. But you want to make sure that that person that you raised knows that there is a world much bigger than themselves out there, right? And in order for that world to love them back, they need to love that world. They need to do it effortlessly. They need to do it like it's natural, because it should be natural. You need to implement that diversity in their life in any way, shape, or form. And doing it through media is perfect, okay? They'll only put on shows that show, a bunch of Caucasian kids running around and doing whatever, and there's that one black kid, you know, because that's how shows are. You want to make sure that you incorporate stuff like the Cheetah Girls. And there's a lot more of that now. So that's lucky for y'all. There's a lot more of that now. It was a time where, like, I can actually understand things and comprehend things, like, instantly. And this is probably around, like 2008, like, 2000, going into the 2010s, the diversity started to plummet. It was outrageous. Like, how am I seeing more black shows and more mixed shows that are reruns, right? That came out in 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005. I'm seeing more during those years than I am in the years that I'm growing up. Like, it's ridiculous. But right now, it is coming up and it is getting better. So there's actually no way to, you know, to avoid it. And not only is it just, you know, racial diversity, it's physical diversity too. Physical diversity is very, very important when speaking on treating everybody the same, so that you can get that same thing back. Because nobody is shaped the same way, nobody is built the same way, and your kid might be the kid that is different. So if they're different, why are they treating the other different people as if they're freaks? They give that out, and they're going to come home crying to you, saying that somebody was bullying them for this. And even if there is a time where you're like, all right, I taught my kid, you know, to love the world, and they, you know, they're still getting bullied, and, you know, this, and Kamaya told me this, but that's the world. Your child is going to build that love within themselves, that they accept all their flaws, they accept all their perfections and imperfections, so then whatever comes from that outside world, it's rubber. It's like a bouncy ball, it bounced right off. It won't matter to them. It won't matter to them. Because they know how to love the world for what it is. You know? And they know that it's not going to be perfect. And it's not going to be amazing days. Every day. There are going to be times where it comes a person who is mad at the world. And they're taking it out on them. But they love themselves enough to know, alright. You see me like this, so what? Alright, let's move on. Because I was taught by my mommy or my daddy that sticks and stones, they may break bones, but, you know, the words would never hurt me. And even though you showed me hatred, I still love you. So now I'm secure. I'm secure in myself. And there's no other way to go around that. So with this week, when it comes to diversity, it also connects to just treating the world, you know, with respect. Yes, it's diverse, but treat everybody on the same level. And really, this can go for the little kids. It can go even for you. This can be a new lesson for you, Dad. This can be a new lesson for you, Mom. You can now be learning, oh, well, maybe this is why I view the world this way. Maybe this is why I'm so angry at the world, because everybody's treating me like this. But then you turn around and you might do the same thing. You don't even know it yet. You don't even see it. But you want to make sure that you don't put that in your kid's heart. you gotta make sure you don't put that in your kid's mind. Because while you're telling them, yeah, this is perfect with you, there's nothing wrong with you, you also want to tell them that there's nothing wrong with the world that's around them, and there's nothing wrong with the people who are around them who don't look like them. Because without that, then what will they do? Literally. You just have to answer that question. So, Mom and Dad, when you listen to this podcast, which is episode 3 once again, you just want to make sure that you teach your kids to love. And this isn't an episode about self-love. This is about worldly love. World peace. Rest in peace, MJ. You already know. We are the world. I do want to thank you guys for listening into this podcast, and I hope you tune in and subscribe. You listen in to next week, because we are going to get through the dirty. All right? This one will not be for tots. It'll simply be for you. So you want to make sure that you tune into that. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. I am Kamaya Fi, and thank you for listening in.